coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
You ever met a fourth grader that called someone a cunt?
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
Oh my God, fuck you, Jack.
Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
Welcome, my friends, to Huntsville Home Video, a St. Patrick's Day edition of Huntsville Home Video. And I promise you, no shitty Irish accents today. Not from me. Not from me.
I was just getting ready to interrupt you and go, where's your Irish accent? Because mine is a shitty Irish accent, for sure.
I will tell you that 360 days out of the year, I'll rock a bullshit Irish accent. Like nobody's business.
Right.
If you go back, you're like, no, bullshit, Jack. I've heard you do bullshit Irish accents on this podcast.
For sure.
Not during the week of St. Patrick's Day, because I have respect.
Well, if there's one thing I don't have, it's that. And if there's anything that I am, it is predictable. And if there's anything I will do, is on a stupid fad that white people love to do. So,
yep.
I'll do it. I'll do the Irish accent. I've even been that white that said, gracias, at a Mexican restaurant. I went, no, I hate me. Never do it again. So I stopped me from doing that.
No.
But I will. That was a long time ago.
No, Lee, no.
Bad.
Bad.
Bad, Lee.
That's a
bump on the nose. Stop it. But I will do the Irish accent.
Okay. Jack Spade, no Irish accents. Leanne Foster, all the Irish accents.
Mm-hmm. Not today, though, because now I'm self-conscious about it. So now's the day I end it. Nope. I'm not going to do it.
But I mean, all right. Fair enough.
Won't do it. That was the end of it.
I
will do it because I'll forget. I'll do it.
And I'm a hypocrite, so I probably slip up and do it
right. Eventually. So fuck you.
Yeah.
And my God, fuck you.
Fuck you. I have got so much mileage out of that in the last 7 days. Yes. Like, I've used that. Driving, I've used that at the supermarket.
I love that, whereas before you probably would have yelled it out, and now I've just calmed you down. I've just given you
I've harnessed my
breathy
chi.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which is also very good, because like just yelling and screaming all that anger, it's hard on the vocal cords.
It is, and that is our prized possession.
It is.
These pipes.
Oh my God, fuck you. It's so much more soothing on the vocals.
Mm-hmm. We sound like pricks.
We are, though.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We suck.
We are here on a St. Patrick's Day week, I guess, St. Patrick's Week edition of Huntsville Home Video. It's a movie that,
When is St. Patty's Day?
It's on Wednesday.
On a Wednesday next? Yeah, okay.
I think it is on a Wednesday. Although everyone celebrated this last weekend. If you're listening to this as the podcast drops, that's when
we've been drinking for days.
Yeah, that's when all your kegs and eggs happen across the country.
We've been shitting green for a week.
Uh-huh. Everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
No, we're not.
No, I mean, like I am a little bit, but not enough to be like, okay.
I'm enough to not tan. Thank God, not enough for red hair.
Yeah. I'm enough to want to blow people's cars up. That's a Irish
mob. Oh, a car bomb. I get it.
Ah,
that one was a thinker.
God damn you.
This is going to be a fun day.
It is going to be a fun day. Mm-hmm. A day in which we are going to talk about the motherfucking leprechaun. I'm the leprechaun. That's not Irish. That's just terrible. That's just terrible. Yeah.
What were you right then?
I was the leprechaun. Whatever. I was also thinking.
He wasn't in the womb long enough.
I'm a leprechaun. I got purple flower. I'm the leprechaun that screamed too much as a young leprechaun and didn't just like whisper, oh my God, fuck you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't get your whimsical voice.
That's right.
Voice.
My whimsical days are far behind me.
Jack, I don't think you ever had a whimsical day in your life.
That's not true.
I don't think you did. I don't think you came out the womb whimsical. I don't believe it at all.
I was a whimsical youth. I used to have dreams. And then reality struck.
Okay.
And after that, it was just a lot of screaming. Started calling a lot of people cunts.
Just as long as you don't call me. Have you ever called me one of those? Even for fun?
Not,
I think for fun.
For fun, yeah.
Yes, but not for real.
You ever met a fourth grader that called someone a cunt?
No.
Hi, my name is Jack Stone.
Who did you call that?
My teacher.
God damn it.
Yeah. Here's the kicker. Man. I didn't even know what the word meant because I was in the fourth grade. I just heard it. I just heard, well, maybe I did. I just heard it on like an HBO stand-up comedy thing I was watching, and it got a great reaction. And I'm like,
I like that.
I'm going to have to remember that word.
I'll put that in the arsenal.
That's a good word. I'm going to save that for chocolate milk day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've never called anybody that out of anger.
Really?
No. No. Maybe one day.
It's at this point, it's almost meh. It's been used too much.
Okay.
You know, there are some people that will, whoa, you fucker, you, and then start throwing punches.
Mm-hmm.
But then other people are like, what else do you got?
Right. That's it's not you, spicy.
It's not.
No.
That's the mayonnaise of the spice world now.
I'm looking for sriracha.
Yeah, I need something a little more spicy.
I need some Texas Pete.
we should talk about this movie.
Oh, sure, yes.
Because that's what we do here. We talk about movies.
Eventually,
that Leanne has never seen.
We'll get there.
And I was thinking about this. So we have talked off air. This movie has come up several times.
It has.
And every time you're like, oh my God, no, I don't want to. Fucking that.
No.
Even at the end of last week, you're like, fuck it. It's St. Patrick's Day. We're going to watch it. No, I don't want to. I'll end this podcast. I'll fucking walk out. I don't want to. God damn it, Jack Spade, you're a cunt.
No.
So I thought about it. 91 times, Leanne, I have asked you, what did you think about this movie?
Right.
Because we are on episode 92 now. So for the very first
time
in 92 episodes, I am going to ask Leanne Foster, how much did you hate this movie?
To put it simply, a lot. I hated everything about it.
Okay.
Do you want to know what my first note here is? I already hate it.
like
that's
just
the first thing on the page. And I don't even think we were past like the production companies, you know, where they show their little slides. I'm like, I already hate everything about this.
Like you didn't even get past the Lionsgate intro. And you're like,
as soon as those gears started turning, I was like, fuck this.
I preemptively hate you.
At one point, I was like, oh, my God, fuck you, Jack. This is so bad. And then for the longest time, I know I spaced out in this movie. I definitely didn't watch it twice. And at one point, I was like, which do I hate more, this or Dr. Giggles? And like,
hold up. I need to show you my first note. Does Leanne hate this or Dr. Giggles more?
Okay, which do you think I hated more?
Dr. Giggles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like, because I thought about it for a while. I tried to weigh the options and the parts that I remember and wouldn't get furious about when I was thinking about Dr. Giggles. I would definitely watch this one again if I had to pick between it and Dr. Giggles. Dr. Giggles is by far the worst thing I've ever seen. But this one, like, right there.
can I just point out for a moment that because of becoming friends with me, you have had to spend time in your life.
Hours.
Wondering which you hate more.
Right.
Dr. Giggles or Leprechaun. that you, a grown woman, that had that
a lady in her 30s
that probably at one point had hopes and dreams as well.
I did. At one point, I was a whimsical lass, and not anymore.
No, because of me. And Dr. Giggles and the Leprechaun.
Who knew that that time you came to visit before you started working here, when you walked into the lobby, you and your sweet wife, and I shook your hand. I was like, oh, you know, hey, Jack's back, you know, nice to meet you. And I was like, that dude's cool. Like, that's awesome. Who knew that day that this would be the result?
No one knew.
And I, in my apartment, in my nice furnished apartment, had to sit amongst my lit palm tree and cut out of the Golden Girls, had to go, which do I hate more? What do I hate more out of these two steaming piles of shit? But it's Dr. Giggles.
But let's look at an alternate history where I never came back. And you, what would you be doing in your furnished Golden Girls apartment then?
Watching Golden Girls.
Okay. All right. That's a... So many times watching this movie last night out loud to speaking to no one but my dog. I was like, hey, Bonnie McMurray, Leanne is going to hate this fucking movie.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's not even.
And my notes veer off of like just tangents of like what?
So.
It's so bad.
We have talked about bad movies that are good. You wouldn't even put it in this category?
No, it's just an abomination. It's just so terrible. So. I was just slumped in my chair, like legs out on my ottoman, like covered in a blanket, like up to here, and I'm just like, ugh. Like that's the extent of my anger, but I was like, God damn it. Notes, like, notes. Oh, fuck you. For like an hour and 45 minutes.
So there are seven of these movies. We touched briefly on them last week. We talked about how Leprechaun goes to the hood.
Yes, I saw parts of the trailer of that.
And did you watch some trailers?
It came on after the movie had gone, because I think I sat there in shock of the shit I had witnessed, and then the trailer started playing for that, and I only caught part of it, but I was like, this is terrible. Is it worse than the first?
So...
Or did they lean into it? Were they like, this is fucked up, we're just gonna make it ridiculous?
They're all shitty in...
I believe that.
What? They didn't get better? What, that'll get a hold of you?
I don't know why, but it did.
Okay.
I think it's just the whole situation.
When the leprechaun goes to the hood.
Can we just stop and analyze that sentence? When the leprechaun goes to the hood.
Mm-hmm. Which
makes me think of, y'all see the leprechaun say, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the leprechaun raps in that one. Holy shit. I have never seen that expression on
everything
your face
stopped.
Before.
Everything stopped. Yep. Everything. I stopped breathing.
Yep.
Blood stopped. My heart just did a skip because it didn't want to pump anymore.
The left side drooped a little bit.
It was out. It was out. If I had gone a half a second more, I'd be in full stroke mode.
I'm like, oh fuck, I just gave Leanne palsy.
Stop. You know those gears in the Lion's Gate thing? They stopped. Everything stopped.
I mean...
Nothing functioned for like a half a second.
The leprechaun rapping should be that should have been your first question. When I said, well, the leprechaun goes to the hood. Yeah, does he rap? That should have been your first question. And my answer would
have
been.
Don't tell me how I should feel about this.
Okay,
leprechaun.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mansplain the leprechaun to you.
Oh my God, fuck you.
he raps in the hood.
Honest to God, I didn't even put that together. I didn't even think that was a possibility.
When he goes to space, he ends up bigger than everyone in one sequence, which is horrible. When he goes back to the hood, Because he does.
Is this in different movies?
Yes.
Another separate movie, he goes back to the hood?
Yeah, because it goes Leprechaun 2. That one's the fuzziest to me. That one's the one I don't remember.
The second one is To the Hood, is it not?
That's, I think, the fourth one. Third one is Vegas, which is...
Why is he going to Vegas? Gold coins.
Very right. Yeah, very good. But yes, Leprechaun goes to the hood, then he goes to space, then it's Leprechaun back to the hood.
Leprechaun in the hood is 5.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. 2, 3, 4 is in space, 5 is in the hood, and then 6 is back into the hood?
Okay. I get those mixed
up. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I saw, was back to the... I guess I thought that was Leprechaun 2 because it was a 2.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Warwick Davis all these leprechauns?
For the most part. When they went back and they did a Leprechaun Origins movie, mm-hmm. and he is... that's not Warwick Davis.
He had that Harry Potter money. He didn't need to do this shit anymore.
No.
He was like, I'm fucking out, bro.
I mean, before that, though, he had that Star Wars money. He had Willow money. Willow's a great movie.
Never heard of it. It's a Taylor Swift song.
Is it? Okay. Now my gears
Life
stopped.
I'm like, was a willow, and it bent right to your wind. Taylor Swift.
Willow and Mad Mardigan fight evil. Willow, the movie.
I don't know anything about it.
It's a good movie. It was like an 80s flick. Val Kilmer's in it. He plays Mad Mardigan.
Put her on the list.
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay. I don't have it anymore.
Do you not?
No.
I'll give you my password.
I said, fuck Disney. I'm out of money.
Oh, okay.
Not for any corporate issue, not for any like moral issue. I'm just like, I'm out of money.
That's fair.
I need my $8.
I will give you my password.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Real friend.
That's right.
Yeah.
Real friends give passwords out to streaming accounts. But yeah, Leprechaun, it's a great franchise.
What a mess.
It's honestly the only thing. I like these movies because of their shittiness. I think I like them because of Warwick Davis. I think he's awesome as a leprechaun. He's not endearing in any way. He's shitty. He's like not good.
No.
At least Freddy Krueger, like someone like Freddy Krueger, he's like, ah, I like Freddy Krueger. He's scary, but he's also funny. Like Leprechaun is just shitty.
Okay.
And I like that.
I don't even think Freddy Krueger's funny.
No?
No.
Well, not like, oh my God, that's hysterical, but his puns and his demeanor.
Sure. Okay,
and
sure.
Especially
sure.
as that series went on.
Okay.
He got to be
kind
of a joke.
Yeah.
But like, Warwick Davis as a rapping leprechaun is pretty fucking awesome.
I want to watch it, but yet I know I'm just going to be mad about it.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm going to be just pissed off. I'm either going to be really mad about it, or I'm going to love it, and then I'm going to want to watch the film, which is going to make me mad at myself. So either way, I'm pissed.
Here's what I want to do right now.
What?
I want to pause the recording of this podcast. Listen, listen now.
Okay.
I want you to hit pause,
uh-huh.
and then when I'm done speaking, we're going to play like a little Irish jig music so that the listener doesn't have to just sit and wait while we watch the leprechaun rapping. We'll get a little deedly 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 play a little Irish jig here. We're going to watch the leprechaun rapping on YouTube, and then we're going to come right back with your reaction.
Stay tuned. Here's your music.
Left in the hood, trying to do no good. Left in the hood, trying to do no good.
Okay. I've had enough. I don't need it from you. I also didn't need your total just getting down moves. Like you were listening to like Snoop or Dre over there. You were like into it.
I got that in my hip hop playlist shuffle. That comes up right after the Chronic.
Piece of shit. That was terrible. But I will say, Warwick Davis does deserve an applause because he played it the best way to play it. He rapped that pretty damn well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as those movies go on, like, at least Everything around Warwick Davis is just kind of like, what the fuck is this? But Warwick is having a good time. He's having a blast.
He's having a blast.
And that makes me enjoy those movies.
What was it? Leppin' Hood
trying to do no good.
God damn it.
I'm the leprechaun.
You shouldn't know this many words of the song. No.
You've never seen me without a shirt on. I got them lyrics tattooed.
on your chest.
On my chest.
Leppin' the hood, trying to do no good.
Yeah.
God.
It's like a belly rocker tat, and it leads to a shamrock right above my...
I can't.
At least you liked it more than Dr. Giggles.
A shamrock. Shamcock! That's the joke.
God, the only thing missing today is shamrock shakes. We should have had some shamrock shakes.
You know,
shakes.
I've never had a shamrock shake.
What in the absolute fuck?
Is it mint?
Yeah.
I fucking love mint.
And it's a better mint. It's a better mint than other minty things.
Life? Can you compare it to something? Like, is it like an Andes mint or?
I love an Andes mint.
I fucking love them.
I wouldn't do a goddamn thing for a Klondike bar. I'd fuck a bitch up for an Andes mint. I'd do some downright unscrupulous shit.
Ooh.
For an Andes mint.
Okay. Understandable.
Like, yeah.
I love a mint chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Super good.
But an Andes mint is good.
Like there is, so there
what
is.
What if they had Andes mints? Klondike bars.
Ooh.
Do they have those?
They don't, but they have Andes mint shakes at Arby's.
Ooh.
Not as good as a shamrock shake.
No shit. Okay, well, we gotta do shamrock shakes.
All right.
Okay.
Deal.
We need to be shamrock shake friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never had one.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Well, we'll make that happen.
Okay.
And then maybe we can have shamrock shakes and watch Leprechaun 2.
No?
Okay.
I'll shut that down.
I'll be on my own. Okay.
You're on your own on that one.
All right.
We can watch something else. But.
I mean, that's fine. I'll be over here on my phone watching Leprechaun Goes to Vegas. Just like, what do you want? Oh, good shamrock shake? Yeah. Oh, he's about to start rapping with some strippers.
with some bitches.
Got some hoes.
In different area codes.
Yep.
Fucking shit. Did he pay them strippers in coins? Can you pay strippers in coins?
In Canada, you can.
Is that real?
Yeah, because they don't have dollar bill. They have like their dollar is a coin. The toonie or loonie, whatever.
Wait a minute. Are you shitting me or is this something I just don't know?
No. Like,
do they not have paper money?
They have paper money, but it's not in a one, not in a single. They have a dollar coin. Yeah.
Fucking Canadians.
Right?
I don't know why that's a weird thing, but it's weird. I don't like it.
Go. Or am I just making
get
that
the
up?
Are you?
No. I'm really not.
Okay.
God, I love how it's so easy to fuck with you sometimes.
I'm gonna say.
What if I told you I've never actually seen a Leprechaun movie?
I believe that one. I don't believe that.
No.
I know you've watched them.
I watch them every year.
Do you really? Wait a minute. Hold on.
They're on Sci-Fi every year.
First of all, we're 20 minutes into this and we've not even started the movie.
I figure, I'm trying to spare you as long as we can.
Right. But you're telling me, you're looking at me right now as a adult human with a brain, I think. And you are looking at me and saying that you watch Leprechaun movies every year?
Because every year Sci-Fi does a marathon.
Stop giving me that excuse of, oh, it's on TV. I don't buy into that shit. It doesn't matter whether it is or isn't on TV. You chose to watch it. That's the point.
I did.
You choose. Every year you make a choice. Life is full of choices. And you make a choice every year to watch that?
Sometimes it's the only day. It's the only thing that makes me realize it's St. Patrick's Day. God, why are all these Leprechaun movies on? Oh, shit, it's St. Patty's Day. Better go get my green boxers.
And my shake.
Don't get it twisted. I had one of those in February, like the day that they dropped.
Oh, they're out in February?
They drop them a little bit early, yeah. I got those when they had Stitch toys in their Happy Meal, so I was trying to get
Have you gotten all of them
yet? I have five of eight.
You've been at five for a while.
They don't have them anymore. I have.
You failed.
So, yes, I did. However, I have four doubles. So if anyone has
you can trade.
The ones I'm looking
Which
for.
Which ones do you need? Let's put it out into the universe. Which one you need?
I need the sitting stitch.
Ain't they all sitting no. if you put them on some?
No, some of them are standing on their feet playing a ukulele and shit. I need the sitting stitch, the sipping stitch, and the surfing stitch.
Sipping, sitting, and surfing.
Yeah. Those are three
That's
I need.
That's a good autobiography.
Yeah.
Sipping, sitting, and surfing. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good day.
That would be a good day. Yeah.
Okay, so of our 13 people who listen, any of y'all got sitting, sipping, or surfing, let us know.
I need them stitches.
We need. I can't.
If I got to get a leprechaun rapping about it up in here, I'm going to get them stitches.
Oh, my God almighty. This is hilarious to me. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's not watching leprechaun movies every year now. Now, keep in mind, I don't sit and watch every single one beginning to end throughout the course of a day. Sometimes it's actually more fun just to like start watching the first one. You fall asleep for a couple hours. You wake up in the middle of the third one, you know, mm-hmm. like you start out and Leprechaun is chasing Jennifer Aniston through fucking fake ass North Dakota.
Sure.
You wake up and now he's in Vegas. You fall asleep. He's in the hood. You fall asleep again. Mm-hmm. He's in space. Like, what kind of acid am I on? This is mm-hmm. fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
Sure.
For me, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Leanne. I don't judge you for your weird Golden Girls obsession.
Do. Yeah, you do.
I don't at all. In fact,
it's not an obsession. It's a way of life.
I encourage it. I tag you quite frequently posts on social media about, look at this Golden Girl shit.
You do. You mm-hmm. do. And mm-hmm. I appreciate it very mm-hmm. much. Mm-hmm.
I don't expect you to return the favor in tagging me in leprechaun shit.
Okay, good. Because
I've seen it all.
That's how I feel about a lot of things. I go to tag you and I'm like, nah, he's seen it. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need me.
That's not true.
I tag you in memes that I understand.
Yeah.
Which I feel is pretty fulfilling.
So I've actually started a collection of memes from movies that you now understand.
Right. Yeah. You'll send them to me and, as we tackle.
Even more so, I've started making a collection of these things in my things to post on our social media accounts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm going to start throwing them up for like a throwback Thursday.
Perfect.
Like there's one with Roddy Piper with the sunglasses and the shotgun, and it has like the Straight Out of Compton logo, but it said Straight Out of Bubblegum. And I was like,
fantastic.
I'm like, these are things Leanne understands now. And I, you know, I'm gonna put them up on our social media accounts and be like, hey, listen to episode 2 when we talked about They Live.
I think I told you that I've been rewatching Family Guy. Like I just, uh-huh. cause it's just been on in the background. And there's been a lot of times where I'm like, oh, I get this now. Like, there's been so many times where, like, I'm like, oh, I understand what this is. I'm laughing for real now. Like, it's fascinating to me now.
Did you, while you were watching this fine feature film, Leprechaun, mm-hmm. did any kind of pop culture moments stick out to you?
I don't know. I was so half out of it.
This might be one where if they do pop up later mm-hmm. down the road, you might just like,
I'll just get mad.
Yeah. Oh my God. Fuck you. Won't even laugh at it.
Huffing under my breath.
Yeah.
Harumph.
Now, spoilers, a little peek behind the curtain. We're actually recording this before St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yes.
You got to go do some adulting things.
My parents are building a dock, so I got to go help.
Yep. There it is.
I've been trying to help.
But you are going to be coming to our radio station's Kegs and Eggs celebration for a little bit before you hit the road to go
yes.
back home.
Mm-hmm. Probably not a smart decision.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
How many leprechaun references do you think you're going to get at your time at Kegs and Eggs this week?
Oh, my God. Wait, from you or
no, I'm not
going to. You mean leprechaun the movie references?
Yeah. I'm not going to encourage it. I'm not going to promote it. I'm not even going to be like, hey, man, go up to my friend Leanne and just start rapping. I'm going to come in with like a little midget friend that I've met over the weekend.
You can't say that word anymore.
Little fella.
Somehow that seems worse. Right. Like, I don't understand why we omit some words and not, but this just seems like we replace them with worse things.
How fucked would it be? And also, what is the statute of limitations on befriending like a little person? Like, how far into the relationship can it be before
you
you're
can
like,
ask them to be-
hey, man.
I'm already out. I'm the hey, man.
You got any plans for St. Patrick's Day?
Or do y'all just not go out on that day?
Follow-up question. Can you rap?
Do you want anything green?
You want to go to the hood and get up to no good?
Could you polish your buckles and come out?
Could I put you in this little orange wig? Okay, little top hat. Or, oh, we're not friends anymore? Okay. I understand. No, that was on me. I mean, no. it was a good 10-year run. Do you understand the level of patience I have?
Because I've thought about it every year.
For 10 years.
For 10 years.
And I don't got that much time left. I can't just go out and make another little fella friend.
No. Where the hell am I going to find one?
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to get on your forms and like tell them that I'm an asshole and don't be friends with Jack Spade because he just wants you to be a rapid leprechaun.
He groomed me all this time.
Yeah, I was grooming.
You were grooming him for 10 years to be your lep.
Bless it.
I don't know. I'll keep an eye out now.
Okay.
And as soon as I get one, I'm out. Fuck all y'all. I'm out.
Or, and throw this. I'm going to throw this out there.
Oh, shit.
What if you befriend a little person? And you're like,
I don't know.
I am never going to tell Jack Spade about this. I'm going to kill, like, until my dying day, I'm never going to tell him that I have a little person friend. But then, like, what if after, like, 5 years, just, like, out of nowhere, he just starts, like, he comes out, has a little leprechaun suit on, and just starts rapping. And was like, ah, Jack Spade says hello.
And you will have known the whole time because you set this friendship up in secret.
Shit's chess.
And all the time, I was being groomed.
Yeah, shit's chess. It ain't checkers.
You sneaky son of a bitch. Uh-huh. I can't.
I just can't
deal with it. And now, for the rest of my life, if I ever meet a nice little person, I'm going to be like, fuck you. Jack Spade sent you. I'm going to be like, who sent you? It was Jack Spade, wasn't it? Jack Spade sent you. Fuck off. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to be dead and gone for like 5 years. And
won't
a little
matter.
Like, nope.
I believe that you would leave a last will and testament that would include that in there. And I cannot. I will never. Now, because of you, I will never trust a little person again. Get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away from me. Ever.
If one of our bakers doesn't, a little person.
God, I.
We can be friends. Like, Leanne clearly doesn't want any part of you.
I can't. I don't want any part of you.
At least you can hang out with one half of this podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are we, like 35 minutes into this now?
We are at 32. We've just babbled.
Do you even want to recap the movie? You just want to, like, just
honestly,
talk about
not
it?
Really.
Not really? I didn't think so.
Basically, this leprechaun got his gold stolen, and he's on a quest to get it back, and Jennifer Aniston needs gold to get a nose job, and then there's some half-wit that doesn't know what's going on, and his name's Ozzy.
Yeah.
We got Nathan, the cute painter.
The cute painter.
Ozzy, the one that didn't incubate long enough, and then... The little kid who cusses. So we got the whole troop here and the girl from L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're in North Dakota.
That was my big, huge question. First of all, that looked nothing like what you have described North Dakota to be because it was not flat. It wasn't just like, I looked at it and was not like, that's a place I don't want to be. So
no, I guarantee you, in the movie, she's like, oh, I want to be back in LA. Yeah. She said New Mexico, but like in the movie, she has a line. She's like, I just want to go back to LA. I guarantee you 2 hours from where you are currently at.
Right.
That is where you are because you filmed that shit in Southern California. That is not fucking North Dakota in any way, shape, or form.
No.
You sell that shit to the fucking tourists.
Again, I've never been to a Dakota. Doesn't look like a Dakota.
Nah.
No. Mm-mm. I do love that they made her do the, we're in New, now I'm stuck in New Mexico instead of North Dakota. And I'm like, wow, we're really trying to hammer it in that she's a dumb LA gal.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yeah. And
understood.
And like you said about that nose job, by LA standards, she's an unpopular one.
That's why she's 2 hours outside of LA.
Yeah.
She ain't filming downtown with that honker.
She's not in LA proper.
Also, it's Jennifer Aniston. She's gorgeous no matter what. It's not even a bad nose. Okay? Mine is worse.
I mean, speak for yourself. I could not take my eyes off that thing.
Really?
No, I always enjoy about this movie is how much time the camera spends focused on Jennifer Aniston's ass in those shorts.
Right.
Like literally every time she can't run standing up. She's running like at a bent over angle because like she's always like tripping and the camera is like 2 inches away from her butt.
100%.
And then
also, in addition to that, there's a lot of walking shots. And I was like, when did Quentin Tarantino direct this film? Did you notice that? Like, it's her in her heels and it's her in her shoes. And it's like, there's just a lot of those walking shots that Quentin Tarantino does. Like, I'm just like, what's happening?
I mean, maybe they got her on set and they're like, man, that nose really is something. Just focus on the ass.
just move a little lower.
Yeah.
As long as we hear her voice, we'll know she's talking. Move a little lower.
Man, you could make it in Hollywood that way. You could be a casting director. As long as we can hear her voice, we know she's talking. Fucking Leanne Weinstein over here.
Oh, shit.
Who's grooming who, Leanne?
Oh, no. God. Happy Women's Month.
Oh boy.
Motherfucking A.
In no way was this in North Dakota. In fact, every one of my friends that has ever seen this in North Dakota, that is their one big takeaway from this movie. In fact, that's why some people just flat out don't like this movie. Like, it's not really North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, hey, I hate to break this to you as well, but the movie Fargo didn't take place in Fargo.
You are that. Oh. Here's this. Let me trump you one. You are that quintessential. You like that nail in the coffin? Here's another one. Ka-chow!
Well, if you're gonna hate something for one reason, but like something for basically the same reason you hate that other thing for, I have to be that person.
Of course.
I feel the need.
Well, you've got to fix the world one idiot at a time. So I understand. Yeah. It's a tall order.
I mean, only fucking 7 billion more to go. We're all going to die.
We're all going to die a fiery death.
So was there anything about the movie that you did like?
Okay, there were a couple of things that made me laugh because it was so bad. And I'm trying to remember, like, what, God, I was so just out on this movie. I remember one of them being Ozzy. When he busts out, when he has the encounter with the leprechaun and he busts out of the house, he was like, I found a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Like just the way he came out, like certain times he would make me laugh because it was just so bad.
He is a perfect doofus.
He was a good one. I will give him that. He was endearing yet annoying. Yet he was a good doofus for sure.
My favorite scene in this whole movie
is
the leprechaun in the wheelchair.
Yes. That made me laugh too.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. That was the other one. Yes.
Because at one point, so
I'm trying to find in my notes where. But.
So basically they're trying to find out how to destroy the leprechaun. They end up at like this nursing home.
Right. Because originally you think O'Grady had died, but he didn't. He was in I thought he died, but he was in a nursing home.
And now like we won't recap the whole thing point because we don't want to traumatize Leanne again. But basically this dude O'Grady at the beginning of the movie, he finds the leprechaun's gold. Leprechaun not happy about that.
No.
Because
if you take a leprechaun's gold, you're going to die.
You're going to get fucked up.
He's going to kill your ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Grady ends up coming back home with the leprechaun's goal. Leprechaun kills his wife, his elderly wife. And then O'Grady, it looks like he has a heart attack and dies. Yeah. But before he does this, he traps the leprechaun in a crate, puts a four-leaf clover on top. That's how you stop a leprechaun.
That's how you, when you first realize that, the rule, because I don't know any rules about a leprechaun other than rainbows and gold, right? The only leprechaun that I'm familiar with is Lucky Charms guy. If it's outside of that, I don't know what the fuck they do, okay? Because I don't fucks with leprechauns. Okay. So when he pulls out that four-leaf clover before he puts him in the crate and he holds it up like a crucifix and the leprechaun's like, ah, put that down. I'm like, oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know this was a rule.
Can I sidetrack right now
yeah.
to not only break my rule of no Irish accents,
uh-huh.
But to also tell you one of my favorite jokes of all time.
You can, yes. Please tell me.
So this guy walks into a bar. He has had the worst day of his life. He walked home from his job that he just got fired from.
Okay.
So he came home early, comes home to his wife cheating on him. He's like, motherfucker, I'm done with this. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to drink myself to death.
Oh.
Goes to the bar, starts drinking. About four pitchers of beer in.
Ooh.
He looks over.
That's a lot.
That's a lot
You're
of beer.
You're bloated as fuck.
Oh, yeah. He looks over, sitting right next to him at the bar, a fucking leprechaun. And he's like, holy shit, you're a fucking leprechaun. And he's like, hi, laddie, I'm a leprechaun. How you doing there? I am a leprechaun.
I'll try not to laugh at your accent.
It's shitty, I know.
Yeah, it's terrible.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm a leprechaun. How you doing there?
How you doing there?
How you doing there? He's a leprechaun from North Dakota.
Fucking North Dakota, the leprechaun.
Oh, I'm a leprechaun. I was just at the boat show.
I got a boat to bury me cotton gold.
I got a boat. I got a boat at the boat show at the Fargo Dome.
I'm sinking it in the water. That's the best way to hide it.
So he's like, holy shit, you're a leprechaun. Wait a minute, I found you. I get a wish. I get wishes.
Oh, that's how they work.
That's
a rule.
If you catch a leprechaun, you get wishes.
Nah, no shit.
And he's like, oh well, you got me there, laddie. You get your wishes. However, something they don't tell you about in the mythology. You get your wishes
what?
In the mythology.
All right, Colin Farrell.
you get your wishes, but I get to fuck you in the arse. And he's like,
oh,
what?
No.
What? He's like, I might be drunk, but I'm not going to let a leprechaun fuck me in the ass.
No, no, no.
And so he's like, okay, you know, I'm sorry, leprechaun. Have a fucking nice night. He goes back to his drinks. He's like another pitcher of beer in. You know, he's like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I'm
fuck
already
me,
drunk.
Apparently.
I'm already drunk as shit. He's a leprechaun. He can't be packing that much.
No.
Like, fucking, it's a little leprechaun. He's a little guy.
You can't have a big dick on a whimsical creature.
No, you fucking, like, this leprechaun's going to fuck me in the ass. I'm going to get all my shit back.
Yeah.
And more. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be fucking, yeah, I'm like, you know what, leprechaun? Fuck me in the ass.
Oh, no. Oh.
And the leprechaun is like, all right, laddie, why don't you just stand up and drop your pants there? He's like, right here in the bar. He's like, fucking let's have some shits and giggles now. So the guy's like, fuck it. Bends over, drops his pants.
Yeah.
Looks back. Leprechaun, like, hops up on his stool.
Oh, God, he needs a stool.
Yeah, because he's like 2 feet
tall. I know,
tall.
But I am
pulls his pants down, and the motherfucker just unrolls.
Oh,
like,
no.
This massive, like, horn. This fucking 13, 14-inch leprechaun dick.
That's alarming either way you go.
That's a lot of
that's
dick.
That's a lot of dick.
And he's like, oh, fucking bait and switch. This is, oh, fuck. Fuck it. I'm drunk. I don't care. He just bends over. He grabs the bar. Leprechaun just starts feeding this fucking thing in.
No, don't say feeding it in. No. It's too much.
So the first like 4 inches are in. And the guy's like, oh,
nine left.
He's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm letting a leprechaun fuck me in the ass for some wishes. And the leprechaun is like, I can't believe this guy thinks I'm a leprechaun.
is amazing.
And your face on the punchline was my favorite part of that whole thing.
Oh, I fucking love that joke.
God, that's amazing.
And I knew that even though you were going to hate this movie, you were going to love that joke.
I can't believe this guy thinks I'm a leprechaun.
Oh, that is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Well done, my friend. Ooh,
thank you.
Well done. You told that perfectly. God damn it. Man, that poor motherfucker.
Right?
Oof.
Gonna wake up tomorrow disappointed.
And sore.
And sore.
Disappointed and sore.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Oh.
No.
So anyway, O'Grady's in this nursing home.
Yes, yes, O'Grady's in the nursing home.
Not actually dead. And
so he's going to be the one to tell us how we defeat the leprechaun, because we don't know about our gang, our current gang doesn't know about the clover thing.
Right.
Right.
They don't know the mythology.
Not lass. No, that's pirate. Is that last pirate? Laddies is what I was looking for. But yeah, I said lass, that's pirate. I get them crossed.
You like, it's an Irish lass.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Perfect. It's your turn to talk. Oh. You were telling the story.
Oh, yeah. So then they go to the hospital or the nursing home or whatever. And Jennifer Aniston thinks she's talking to O'Grady.
Yes.
But it's the leprechaun.
It's a classic misdirection.
Yep. Because we've established right away in the movie, the leprechaun can emulate voices.
Yes.
He can sound like someone else.
He's Predator.
He's Predator. And he turns around and, you know, scares the bejesus out of Jennifer Aniston and then just starts chasing her in a wheelchair. Jennifer Aniston is running in real time, but they're doing like the sped up camera trick with him in the wheelchair. He's just like, and it's just his mannerisms and it's like, I'm the leprechaun, I'm coming to get ya.
And then when he'd like go around the corners and like you would hear him go around the corners and the way he would lean, God, it was fucking classic.
And it wasn't just like a quick 10-second scene.
No,
like,
this
was like a 2.5-minute sequence. This was like the car chase in the movie Bullet, but with a leprechaun in a wheelchair.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it was like.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what it was like. And then to top it off, once we finally get done there, then you see him going after her in the wheelchair down the road.
Yeah.
He just keeps on. Somehow he got out of there.
He's got some boogie to him.
He's got some boogie. Now, this is a leprechaun who can hop anywhere at any, like, immediately just be somewhere else, but yet chooses, before that it was the skateboard, now it's his modes of transportation.
The wheelchair, and then eventually
a
go-kart.
He had a go-kart that he found. There was one that he made, then he found the toy car that he got into, was speeding down the road. His choices for transportation were great, when all the time he could just go, I'm going to be here.
Yeah, but instead, I'm going to put some pizzazz on this motherfucker.
Right, and we get to see him.
I'm going to liven this fucking massacre up. Because I'm the leprechaun.
God damn it. Oh, it's so fucking good. Also, I'm scrolling through my notes here to find stuff, and this page just says, we need to listen to our gifted. I don't know what that's about, Ozzy.
We need to listen to our gifted.
I think it was about Ozzy.
That sounds like something that a politician would say after like a hate crime on a mentally disabled person.
Somebody got hurt or died for somebody to say that line. We need to listen to our gift.
Wow. So prophetic, Leanne.
Oh man, God almighty. So yeah, he's the damn leprechaun. Also, I love that in the narrative, Ozzy swallows one of the coins. That was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Because there's 100 coins. And when they find it, Ozzy's like, oh, you can, you can test gold by biting it. And then there's like a quick camera cut. And then it goes back to him. And I love the acting here where he's like, oh, I swallowed it. It's gone. Gulp.
Gulp.
I'm like, yeah, I believe that gold token foot down your gullet, but all right.
Yeah. Gulp.
And we never reveal that to anyone until right at the end. Like, oh, Ozzy just remembers that maybe this might be an issue.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're going to give him his gold back and, like, calm him down. It's like nobody thinks to mention, hey, got one rolling around in here. And when, fantastic.
I love the reveal when the leprechaun finds out that he has the gold coin. Uh-huh. And he's like, ah, it's your belly that I want. Yeah. And then he just starts, like, slashing him up with his shoe buckle.
The buckle off of his shoe and just... It doesn't even slice him on the belly, I don't think. Just on, I'm like, why don't you just get in there?
He's like slashing up his face and
he's
shit.
He's like pimp slapping him with a fucking belt buckle or a shoe buckle. God almighty, what a fucking mess this movie was.
I also need to know, because eventually, you know, the good guys have to win. The leprechaun gets his comeuppance. He does get the four-leaf clover treatment.
because they go to pick a four-leaf clover out of this patch, right?
But she has to believe.
But you have to believe. See, we need to listen to our gifted. Ozzy's like, we have to believe. You can only find a four-leaf clover if you believe. And then all of a sudden she believes, and then boom, there's a four-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
So we can fight this motherfucker.
Did you not like how this one this transpired?
Well, I didn't like any of it, so no.
Okay, all right. In the grand scheme, because we've watched a lot of movies here on Huntsville Home Video where the good guy gets a final fuck you to the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of fuck you, Lucky Charms?
I laughed at that.
Okay.
I laughed at how bad it was, and then I rewound.
You rewound it?
I was taking notes and I heard it and I went, nah, I gotta rewind that. That's not what I heard.
Wait,
and
what?
And then the fuck you, Lucky Charms. Yeah, that was fucking great.
Because while the leprechaun is slashing up Oz, the kid takes the four-leaf clover,
yes,
wraps it in bubblegum.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He wraps it in bubblegum.
Puts it in a slingshot and then gets the leprechaun's attention. Hey, fuck you, Lucky Charms. Bling, pop, bam.
You can't combine a fuck you with a slingshot, I don't feel like. Or maybe that is the ultimate fuck you. I got you with a slingshot.
Yeah.
A child's toy.
Uh-huh. Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Fuck you, Lucky Charms. I also like earlier in the movie when the leprechaun is going through the cabinets and he finds the, it wasn't called Lucky Charms, but it was like a knockoff cereal.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, I was just like, like, God damn it.
At least, and I'll preface this.
Lucky Clovers. It was Lucky Clovers in the cabinet.
I will preface this by saying I got no beef with Lucky Charms. I like Lucky Charms. I think they're magically delicious. At least once a calendar year, while walking down the cereal aisle, I will just, like, apropos of nothing, just be like, fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Understandable.
Rattle the box a little bit.
If there's one thing that is worth taking from this movie, it is fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's such a great movie. That's such a great line. I love that line. Yeah,
it was perfect for that. Yes. Yep. That's the one bright spot in that movie. Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
There's a couple bright spots
in
this movie.
True.
Like that. The leprechaun does get some good one-liners. Jennifer Aniston's butt. The fucking wheelchair.
Yeah.
The random just expressions that Warwick Davis can emote through that makeup.
I was about to say, that was super impressive to me. That was a thought I had because he did such a good job. Like, I can't imagine what it took to put all of those prosthetics on him or whatever they use or the makeup or whatever. He did a fascinating job for what he had on him.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing. You know, like, I always like it's like the Jim Carrey as the Grinch, like whether you like the movie or you don't, like how he was able to have movement with all that shit on his face. Like, I compared it to that. I was like, Warwick Davis did a fucking good job.
And the Grinch was a major Hollywood movie with a massive budget.
Right.
Leprechaun was
we've
got $20.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they made that work.
Right. And it looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, and when we stopped and watched that Leprechaun rapping video, as you can see, the prosthetics looked a little bit better.
Yes.
They do
he's
get
got
some
longer
upgrades.
Hair
yeah,
now.
He's got longer hair. He's got some he's got a harem of bitches.
He do.
He does.
Sure does. Yeah, they think I'm a leprechaun.
Also, on this page of notes, this stands out. I'm so inconvenienced. As I'm flipping through looking for things.
A complete 180, however, from our Dr. Giggles podcast on Hell Comes to Huntsville.
I will say, like, I was over it, but I wasn't mad. I was just like, God, get me through this. But, like, this is the most fun we've had discussing a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Like, Leonard 6 was fun, but I feel like this is the most fun we've had discussing a movie that I just fucking hated. Yeah.
But, and I've mentioned this before, when you're watching a bad movie or even a so bad it's good movie, you really need to watch those with other people.
Yes.
Because you need to be able to have these kind of reactions as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so much better.
Yes. This would be a great group movie.
Also, I may or may not have sold Dr. Giggles as being good to you. I think I might have told you that was a good movie before you went into that.
You did.
I did.
Maybe. And, yeah. Or maybe you just left me with the impression.
Perhaps.
That it was. And I thought, oh, well, I'm being misled by the name. It's going to be a good mess.
Right.
And it was not a good mess.
No, you fucking hated that.
I hated everything about it.
You did.
And I hated you.
You sure did.
Oh, God. Poor Marlon.
Right.
R.I.P. to his soul that day. That was a rough one.
Mommy and Daddy were fighting a lot.
Mommy and Daddy were about to call it quits. Mommy was about to move into an apartment.
Guess what, Marmar? Two Christmases.
Where you get shitty presents both.
Hey, come on in, son.
It's hard to make it on your own.
What are we doing this Christmas? Well, we're watching Dr. Giggles again.
Oh.
Yeah. Watching that movie where we got rid of that bitch mom of yours.
No! I don't ever want to be that bitch mom. Such a bad insult. That bitch mom!
What'd you do over at Jack's for Christmas? Watch Dr. Giggles again. That motherfucker! Here's all the good presents. Because fuck him.
I'm getting custody of you! Even though I don't want you!
This is my year for Christmas.
Oh, motherfucking.
I like how our discussion of the Leprechaun has turned into a joint custody battle over a co-host of ours on a Halloween edition of a spinoff of this podcast.
Look, man, you know, we got a lot of history to talk about. We got a lot of things going on in our universe.
Oh,
in
man.
In our multiverse.
I got to pick out some shitty movies more often. Hear me out, Leanne. Hear me out.
What?
If we're still around doing this podcast next year for St. Patrick's Day, can we do Leprechaun 2?
Shit. Yes, because actually this might be the fun tradition that I like. Because it's been fun talking about it. So I will withstand watching it to talk about it.
That's what's up.
I think that's what we should do.
Or do we go straight to Leprechaun to the Hood?
No.
Or Leprechaun in Vegas?
Ooh.
Or do we just watch one every year?
Are they dependent upon one another?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't think they would. There's no plot.
Not even when the Leprechaun goes back to the Hood.
Let's watch the Hood next time.
Okay.
Let's watch the Hood next year.
Let's
do it. Let's go to the Hood next year.
You want to do both of them?
Shh. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Okay. Let's pace this out.
I mean, we might be in the middle of World War III, Jack. We can't even plan that far. Gas might be $17 a gallon.
We might be dead.
We might be. We might be
either
doing
a bomb or we just did it to ourselves.
Or we're just doing a live podcast in front of a group of like 15 survivors in the bombed out nuclear wasteland.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's time for the Jack and Leanne show. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So Leanne never saw Leprechaun Back to the Hood, and she'll never see it again because, all streaming services are down after the nuclear blast. And DVD players aren't existent anymore. They all melted. But anyway, the Leprechaun Wrapped he got up and he was like, I'm back in the hood and I'm up no good. Blah, blah, blah.
Please direct your one ear and three eyes towards the stage. Tip your server with your good hand. That isn't engorged from the fallout. Leave your crutches at the door because your club foot ain't working no more.
Is that back hump because of radiation, or did you have that before the nuke started falling?
That looks like bad posture to me. I think you had that before. You don't get an insurance payment.
Holy shit.
Fuck off. Hobble on out of here. You mongoloid.
Anyone know if any little people survived the bombs? I'm looking for one.
Were you a little person before or just after the fallout? Which one?
Does anyone know if Dinklage made it? Has anyone seen him? Anyone got eyes on Dinklage?
Or is he just pissed off over something?
If he got that pissed off over Snow White, what if someone approached him to do a remake of The Leprechaun? You think he'd just, like, lose his mind? Would he have that stroke face that you had earlier?
Yeah. Fine. You don't want a dwarf? You want a seven dwarf?
Since we are singing the praises of Warwick Davis here,
sure.
I think I mentioned this either a little bit at the end of last week's episode or to you off mic. He's in a show called Life's Too Short with yeah.
Oops, I shouldn't have laughed.
No, you were supposed to.
Okay, now. Okay.
It was about, like, he plays himself. Like it's a comedy, okay. Done by Ricky Gervais and,
that's right. Yeah.
So he's playing like a satirized version of himself. Like okay. He's trying to get back into Hollywood, you mm-hmm. know, like he's trying to be something more than Willow or like whatever. And he just goes on like a series of misadventures, right? The series is funny as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funniest things that happens in this series is he, meets Johnny Depp. Because Johnny Depp is going to be playing Rumpelstiltskin, and he wants to shadow a little person to, like, get in all their movements and, like, see how they move. And he's like, Johnny Depp is just like, all right, now, imagine, okay, you're walking along, and bam, you get hit by lightning. And Warwick Davis is just like, ah! And he just, like, jumps and puts his hands up and kind of falls over to the side. Uh-huh. And he's like, Johnny's just sitting there smoking his cigar, his little cigarette.
Is it really Johnny Depp?
It is.
Okay, good.
It is. And he's smoking his like little cigarette looking like Hunter S. Thompson and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's good. Do it again because the lightning came again. Bam! Ah! Just jumps and he falls again.
That's
and then
amazing.
There's Johnny Depp taking notes about his reactions as a little person because they're going to like make him, they're going to make Johnny Depp a little person
right.
for the Rumpelstiltskin movie. Yep. Movie. And then it turns out this whole thing was just a farce. Johnny was using Warwick Davis to get to Ricky Gervais. Because he wanted to call him out for talking shit at the Golden Globes.
That's amazing.
That show is so fucking good.
I've heard great things about it. I didn't really know what it was about, but I had heard that it was a good show.
It's good.
Ricky Gervais.
And every time I watch that series, I was like, man, I need to watch these Leprechaun movies again.
Jesus Christ.
Because I'll tell you this, because Warwick Davis is in the Harry Potter movies too. He's Gringot, isn't he? Like, I think he's Gringot.
No, isn't he that professor? Or is he both? Doesn't he do both?
Does he do both?
Is he, isn't he? No.
Here's a hot take. Mm. I don't like the Harry Potter movies. Didn't care for them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that sit with you? Is that your heart? Boop, 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 boop.
You're gonna tell me that you will watch these movies every year?
Yes.
And you think Harry Potter is trash?
Let me tell you something.
What's wrong with Harry Potter?
Let me look.
Your boy's in it.
Let me, I know.
That's the only part
you
like.
And then they fucking killed him.
Okay, well, people gonna have to die. They've killed him in a lot of movies that we've reviewed.
That's a true story.
Okay. Okay.
However, I find more enjoyment out of the Leprechaun movies than I ever did from a Harry Potter film.
Hmm,
I'm sorry.
Now, I'm not one of those goons that's like, let me tattoo the symbols and what is a wand and I'm gonna wear a cloak in Universal in July so that I can be a wizard or a witch. Like, magic. Like, I'm not one of those fucks.
Right.
But I grew up with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So that kind of, they're great movies.
You want to know?
They're fantastic movies.
You want to know the first time I ever heard about Harry Potter?
Mm.
A stripper was reading the book.
Well.
Yep. Go ahead. Think about that. Process the information before you.
That just goes to show that Harry Potter is for everyone. Okay.
It also goes to show that strippers can read.
They're fantastic books.
I
say that only reading one of the books, but but they're fantastic books.
I don't disagree with that. I don't discount that. I know. In fact, my wife was a huge Harry Potter fan. Like, she loves Harry Potter. She was all into that shit. You know, the first time we went to Universal and she went to.
Did she wear like one of the cloaks?
She didn't wear a cloak. She got a wand.
I got a wand too.
She was super pissed because she got one of the interactive wands she couldn't get anything to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, here, let me try it. But bibbity bobbity boo. And I made it work like right away.
Right. Because you got that limp in that wrist.
Yeah. Others would say I'm magic.
Whimsical.
That's right. I channeled the little bit of whimsical I had left in me. You fucking cunt.
There it is. Full circle.
And Rachel got pissed because I was hitting all these tricks, and she's like, you don't even like Harry Potter. And I'm like, nope, I don't. Let's go, muggle.
Oh.
And she's like, you don't even know what that means. And I'm like, I don't. Was it insulting? I don't know.
It is.
Okay.
Well, it's not, actually.
No. I fucking know.
A muggle is just a non-magic person. So you were technically correct.
I was correct. I know I've told this story before, but when Rachel and I first started dating and we were introducing each other to the things that we like, I introduced her to the shield.
Right.
And she introduced me to Harry Potter. And I was like, oh, Gary Oldman shows up at some point in this. And she's like, who's Gary Oldman? I'm like, I don't see a future with you. And finally, after four fucking boring movies, Gary Oldman shows up. And I'm like, finally, Gary, thank you.
He's there before four. He's number three, which is Prisoner of Azkaban.
Is that three? Okay.
That's three.
It felt like four.
No. They are long.
Yeah. So when we finally got there, I was like, that's Gary Oldman. That motherfucker was in True Romance. Motherfucker was in The Professional. He was so good.
What's that number three?
I don't know. If it's number four.
It is.
Four,
is it? And then Goblet of Fire, and then it was Order of the Phoenix, right? Now I gotta know. Because I don't want anybody to come back on me and fact check me, because that's been happening lately. Look at you, Jeremy.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. Whip, whip, whip.
Apparently, Jeremy says that snakes do not carry their babies in their mouth. I'm just going by the story I was told. I was not there. But anyway, that's what I've always heard.
Okay.
So I don't mean to be spreading misinformation. Jeremy spoke when he shouldn't.
By the way, we've been talking about Leprechaun today, starring Warwick Davis and a young Jennifer Aniston, a pre-Office Christmas Party Jennifer Aniston.
God.
A pre-married to Brad Pitt Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
Imagine all the good things that Jennifer Aniston has done because of Leprechaun.
Was that her first movie?
I don't know if it was her first.
But it was one of the first.
It was one of the early ones. First. You know.
How does that not ruin your career?
So here, see, this is where I was going to go with it. Whenever someone from the 90s broke big.
It came back on them.
It came back on them.
And they were the star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to Jennifer Aniston. George Clooney, when he got huge on ER, everyone was like, hey, remember Return of the Killer Tomatoes? Which I said, yes, because that's a good movie. In the way that Leprechaun is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking piece of shit, but it's fucking entertaining.
You're the one guy who can say, yes,
Yes. Yes, I do remember that. Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger, they were in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he have that weird leg? Wasn't
yeah,
that him
he was
that
all
had
like,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like hydraulic or some shit. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever that, you know, like when Jennifer Aniston got huge on Friends, they're like, check this shit out.
We're going to put her on the cover.
Yeah, oh, and
Leprechaun.
They did. Yep. Like, just emblazoned her on the cover. Uh-huh. It's just like, oh, this chick is famous now.
Yep.
And you know, like, as soon as Jennifer Aniston signed that Friends contract, she's like, oh, fuck, I hope that Leprechaun movie doesn't come back to fucking bite me in my hot ass.
I hope somebody's not looking for gold on that one.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Well, fuck it. That Leprechaun movie paid for this nose, man.
I don't think it paid for that.
I think maybe
not
the royalties after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Or she borrowed it from Daddy.
Oh, shit.
This is a Leprechaun-level nose. I need more.
This is a Leprechaun-level nose.
I can't get upgraded without a new nose.
Now I think she's on the cusp of going too far with the plastic surgeries.
Really? Like, I guess I hadn't noticed it with her.
It's like, I don't know if it's like Botox.
Probably.
Again, welcome to our Leprechaun podcast that we're talking about the movie here.
She hawks that collagen shit.
Oh,
like you stir
yeah.
in your tea. Also, I forgot I put this in my notes. I like Jennifer Aniston. Okay, God love her. She married Brad Pitt and fucking Justin Theroux.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Justin Theroux.
He's funny.
I find him hot.
Yeah, he does it for you?
He does it for me.
More than Brad Pitt?
For sure. Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it
I don't know. Justin Theroux's jeans are awfully skinny.
Oh, it's
but he's
skinny.
Got that dog.
He does
Do you
that?
Follow him on Instagram?
I don't follow him on Instagram, but I know enough about him.
Follow him on Instagram and the videos he, like, during the pandemic, my favorite thing was to see, like, he and the dog would have dinner every night.
Oh, fuck
and so
yeah.
He would sit the dog at the table, Kuma, and he would, whatever he was eating, he had a miniature, like, a smaller portioned out for her on the plate on the table, and he would be like, okay, eat, and she would eat. But it was just the most adorable damn thing to me in the world. Like, that was one of the bright spots of the pandemic.
Yep.
So I adore him and that dog.
He wasn't in that fucking bullshit celebrity singing Imagine video, was he?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably not, because he was too busy making dinner for his dog.
Yeah.
Being like
God.
A good person.
I hope so. I'm not going to look it up. I hope he
wasn't. Let's just keep it pure for
let's
you
just
then.
Just keep it pure for
everyone
me
in that
Justin
video
Theroux.
Can fuck off.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And then he was a cop in the, and Left Behind. Was it Left Behind? Yeah. Oh. Ooh, in a uniform? Yes. Thank you very much. Uh-huh.
Sorry, Brad.
And he got tattoos.
Sorry, Brad. I'm going with Justin.
What was my
also,
point?
He was also in a movie called Your Highness.
Mm-hmm.
It was and Highness is like high, like smoking.
I got
high.
It.
Okay.
I figured.
Okay.
Danny, I don't know why I figured that. It's a good thing to explain it. I just
It was Danny McBride, what's the Franco James Franco
James
movie
Franco?
Yeah,
okay.
And it's like a medieval fantasy but like with stoners.
Okay.
And Justin Theroux is like the evil king wizard whatever. and he needs to the thing that he is trying to accomplish is the fuckening.
Is the what?
The fuckening.
Oh God.
It's not a good, like, it's there are stoner movies that are good,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not a stoner, like Half-Baked.
I haven't, but okay, I've never watched Half-Baked.
Okay.
But I tried Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
And that's always highly regarded. And I was like, I can't watch this trash.
What about Pineapple Express?
I did love Pineapple Express.
Okay.
I loved Pineapple
See?
Express.
And there you go. That's like a stoner movie that you can appreciate even if you're not
right.
a stoner.
Mm-hmm.
But they're few and far between.
Okay.
Your Highness is like, it's okay, but I imagine if I really smoked a lot of pot, I'd enjoy this much more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing I can't.
Again, we've been talking about Leprechaun today here at Huntsville.
We've been
Home
talking
Video.
About everything. It's all right. Sometimes you just got to have a Chatty Cathy episode. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, but what I was going to say, I now remember. So Jennifer Aniston, she's gorgeous. She's done these great things. I don't consider her a top-notch actor.
No.
Or actress.
Mm-mm.
I don't feel like her chops here weren't great. And I'm like, okay, you're at the beginning of your career, but I don't feel like greatness has ever come from her.
Best thing you've ever seen Jennifer Aniston go?
Oh, she did a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. Was it Jake Gyllenhaal? Where she had an affair with Jake Gyllenhaal? It was like a serious movie?
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I think it was Jake Gyllenhaal. God, she was like an everyday gal, and she was, oh God, I don't remember all. Why? What's the best thing you've ever seen her in? Because I don't watch Friends or any of that shit.
I have maybe collectively throughout the years seen 4 to 5 episodes of Friends.
Okay.
And they were just on, like if I was over at Rachel's place early on in our relationship, she would have it on. It was on like TBS on a fucking marathon mm-hmm. all day. So I've only seen a few episodes of that. I couldn't tell you good, bad, or indifferent on that. I think one of the best things I ever saw her in was Office Space was a great movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was in Office Space.
She wasn't necessarily great in that.
No,
she was just in that.
Just a gal in the movie.
I actually liked her in the movie Horrible Bosses.
Oh, yeah, she was good in that movie.
Like, when you take an
actor... She was great. Can we also mention Colin Farrell in that movie? It was fucking hilarious. But yes, we're talking about Jennifer Aniston.
I mean, we switch it up and talk about Colin Farrell. I enjoy his work much more.
I'll talk about him all day long.
Yeah. You seen The Batman yet?
Not yet.
He's good in it.
I believe it. I've always said, fucking great actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is. So here's a hot take.
We'll come back to Horrible Bosses.
We'll come back to Horrible Bosses. No, we'll just leave it at that. It was Horrible Bosses. I liked it. It was good. Jennifer Aniston. Okay.
It was a good movie.
Hot take. The best Marvel on-screen villain. Colin Farrell Bullseye.
Ooh.
Suck it, internet.
Really?
I thought he was perfectly cast.
He was fucking fantastic.
He fucking leaned into it.
He
awesome.
What's that thing? I'm sure it's on TikTok. He understood the assignment.
Yes.
He did.
You been on TikTok?
Mm-hmm. No.
You got TikTok on your phone?
No, I do not have TikTok on my phone.
Oh, okay.
We can search for it. It's not there.
Okay. Yeah, I thought he was perfect.
He looked like David Draymond to me in that movie.
If David Draymond was a badass, maybe.
I don't think he is.
David Draymond ain't shit.
A little whiny.
Super whiny.
Kinda.
God damn it. No, I thought Colin Farrell was a perfect bullseye, and even though there have been a lot of great Marvel villains cast,
mm-hmm.
and technically that wasn't like a Marvel Studios movie, so I know their people are going to jump on me for that one. But still, if you bring them back, because now they're bringing people back in all these mm-hmm. fucking multiverse movies, maybe, oh fuck, if we get Colin Farrell as Bullseye and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, I'm going to shit my pants.
I'm not going to sit next to you.
Okay, I'm going to pull back. I won't shit my pants.
Okay.
But I will.
Don't jizz them. I can't do that either.
I won't do that either.
Okay, thank you.
I will stand in a crowded theater and be like, fuck yeah, Bullseye.
I'll go for that. I'll mm-hmm. go with that. I'll throw in a woo of solidarity.
And if I get a boo, or if I go, shut the fuck up, I'm going to go on a 5-minute prepared statement how Colin Farrell is the best Marvel villain.
You don't need to do that. I'm just going to stand up and yell, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be your barking dog.
Teamwork.
Tag team, bitch.
Again, thank you for joining us for our St. Patrick's Day edition of The Leprechaun.
Sure. Also, if we want to just keep jumping, because we keep jumping from one thing to the next, the movie I was thinking of is The Good Girl.
Okay.
With Jennifer Aniston and Jake Gyllenhaal, 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, shit.
Where she's like a good gal, lives a simple life, but she gets tired of her husband, meets a young guy, they have an affair. It's a great story.
So I'll jump around again, too.
Sure.
I like her in Horrible Bosses because for her longest part of her career, she played like the nice girl. And here she's just playing like a, you know, fucking bitch.
Yes.
Office Christmas Party was another fun movie where she played just like an evil bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. Like you're more suited for that, in my opinion.
She got
so when actors like make that switch, mm-hmm. you know, it's some good. So was this movie like her trying to be like, I want to be taken seriously as an actress, and then it just kind of fell flat?
No, well, this one's a good rated. I mean, I feel like 82% is a good movie.
Yeah,
right. No, she was just She was like a normal average woman, like an everyday working woman who's married and has a run-of-the-mill job and is not happy in her marriage. And she kind of gets to a point where she's like, I can't do this anymore. And then she finds somebody that actually it's like, oh, I feel like I'm living life. Like, okay. It's really, I guess it's more of a chick film.
But it is a very serious performance from her. She wants to be.
And okay. I thought she did a pretty good job in that. I liked that movie. It's been a long time since I've seen it, though. But I remember watching it and going, I like this movie.
Where on a Jennifer Aniston scale, where would you put her performance in Leprechaun?
I feel like all of them out-acted her.
Everyone in the movie out-acted
her. I feel like everyone out-acted her. I feel like the kid out-acted her. I feel like Ozzy like they knew their roles. Like even Nathan, who was just there supposedly for just like eye candy, which no thanks. But I feel like they all out-acted her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you?
She was not good.
She was not good.
No.
No.
No. No.
She overplayed dumbness.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Yeah. No, and not in a good way.
Wanted everyone to get fucking stabbed up by that leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted the leprechaun to win.
Mm-hmm.
Bummed out that he didn't.
Yeah.
But there it was, my friend. You made it through it.
We did.
You had a good time talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looking forward.
And we blow him up in a well, by the way. That's how the movie ends.
Yep.
Which
Lucky Charms.
That was another thing that aggravated me, because amongst the other things that aggravated me, here's where I went. It's kind of like your North Dakota rant. I'm like, that wouldn't have exploded like that. We were in a well full of water. We hear the splash. He pours the gas in there and then throws the match. And it's like, we wait and then a bomb goes off. And it's like, I don't think that. It wouldn't have blown up like that.
Took a while for the match to fall and get to the thing. And
you put a match in water with gas. I don't feel like it's going to boom in that. Like all the budget went to Warwick Davis's makeup and the explosion that was unnecessary.
It was magic.
It was whimsical.
It was.
Oh, it was the reaction between the heat and the leprechaun that made the poom.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Got it.
We don't know for certain that leprechauns don't bleed methane.
They might.
They might.
They could.
We don't know. Who are we to judge?
How else does he go that fast in the wheelchair?
We're just a couple chuckleheads doing a fucking podcast. Who are we to talk shit about anything?
We don't. But yet we do it.
Every fucking week.
Every Monday we come back.
And y'all keep coming back because the numbers keep going up, baby.
We keep coming back on our bullshit, and y'all just accept it. You bitches.
And we love you for it, you kind-hearted sons of bitches.
We also think you're weak.
Oh.
No, we don't.
Speak for yourself.
No, not at all. I love our people.
Listeners.
I love our people. I love us and our people.
Just not this movie.
Not this movie. No love for this movie.
How many shamrocks are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it, you know what? Purely because of today's fun, I'm going to give it 2.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 2 shamrocks.
I will give it 2.5 clovers out of 4.
Okay.
Right.
Out of 4?
Out of 4.
Oh, because 4 leaf clover? Okay, got it. But you said clover, not leaves.
Oh,
so you're giving it 2 leaves out of 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go that way with it.
Sure.
Okay.
2.5. What was it? 2.5?
Yeah. 2.5 out of 4? That's pretty high.
It's more than half.
Call back. So Leprechaun 2 next week, yeah?
No.
Oh, next year. Next year.
Next
I'm sorry.
Year.
Next year.
Okay. Or the Hood one's next year.
That's right.
We're going to watch them how we want to watch them.
Oh, man.
So we'll do the Hood next year. So let's remember this, because we always have these ideas and we've talked about movies that we were like, yeah, we're going to do that then. And then we've not done them. So let's try to remember.
Well, why? Okay. So now that you bring that up, how about we do that? We follow up on a movie that we were going to watch when we said, oh, let's watch Groundhog Day on Groundhog's Day.
Ah.
And we didn't.
That's past. We've missed that holiday.
We missed it. Yeah.
What a perfect time to do it now.
Yep. People are talking about it. It's on brand.
Yeah.
It's fresh on people's mind.
We're still in the 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Are we? I don't know.
We might very well be.
When does time change?
as of the like as of when this podcast drops yesterday.
Oh, okay. So it's okay. Got it.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter. Your phone does it automatically.
Not my stove.
Well, then you'll know when your phone is right and your stove is wrong. But then 6 months later, both will be right, and you'll be like, it's like nothing will ever happen. It's a seamless transition. Life moves on. You don't even know it.
You don't even know. What a fun day.
It has been
it's been a fun hour and a half.
Fucking red letter episode,
right?
My friend.
I love it.
Yeah, let's do Groundhog's Day next week.
Is it Groundhog Day Groundhog Day?
Whatever, Groundhog. I don't give a fuck.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Somehow, I believe you.
I will tell you this, though. There's a little teaser for next week, and I brought this up. I'm pretty sure I brought it up to you off air, maybe even on the podcast when we talked about doing Groundhog Day on Groundhog Day.
I probably forgot it.
Groundhog Day, the reason I left the strip club.
Oh, that's right.
When I made my exit from being a strip club DJ, it happened on Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day. I don't give a fuck.
I think it's just one groundhog because there's only one in question. We only look at one shadow. Who I thought his name was Punxsutawney. Turns out he's Punxsutawney.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't give a fuck either.
I had to wait till I was 30 to figure that out.
What? So recently?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's never... Go ahead and make your debut on how stupid you are while you're talking on the radio. That's that's always the best.
Every time.
Every time.
Man.
So anyways, Groundhog Day is the reason. So is the movie the reason why you quit the strip club life?
Tune in next week to find out on a thrilling new episode.
Very nicely done.
Of Huntsville Home Video.
Should have known not to ask that dumbass of a question.
In the meantime, my friends, make sure to follow us on all those social media accounts. Facebook, Twitter, and I consciously made sure not to say Meads.
You did, and it pissed me off. I'm pissed off at me because I brought it up too much. Yeah, and now it's now rerouted your brain.
I'm just going to correct your bad behavior, Jack.
I'll instill a new one in you.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
At HSV Home Video.
You knew the assignment.
Yeah.
You can also follow
it's in the song.
Our show sponsor under
she does that. Whoever talk. Sings that.
Do, 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 body on a tie with my chin held.
Don't know anymore.
I fucking love that one. I've been
hate
waiting.
The videos that go with it.
The
I don't understand
dancing,
it.
Like Charmander
it's
or whatever.
The dumbest shit ever. How do you like that? What's so fun about that?
I it just hits me right. Hits me where I live. Twerk.
Oh, I never even knew there was a twerk in there. I just bypassed the video. I'm like,
there's a second verse.
You stick around for the second verse?
I sure do. Sometimes I stick around for it twice.
How is that fun?
I'm going to make a Huntsville Home Video TikTok with that video. We already are on TikTok, but now I'm just going to the leprechaun. It's going to be the leprechaun and then
not the Charizard.
Party all the time.
Is it party all the time or party till I die?
Party till I die.
Yeah.
With my chin held high. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Underboss _ photography, our show sponsor. We got some cool stuff with Michael planned here for later in the month, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, follow him on them social media pages.
Damn it, you're no fun.
I am fucking pots of gold of fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm not partying till I die no more because you changed the words.
I'm gonna fucking do it anyway.
Meh. Fuck you, bitch.
We'll be back next week where we will actually, truly talk about Groundhog Day.
I don't know. I kind of like this, but okay.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll switch up formats this late in the game. We'll see.
Why not?
We'll find out. Again, join us next week for a thrilling new episode.
What will we do?
Huntsville Home Video. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Mm-mm.
You'll find out on Monday, though.
You know shit.
Be kind and rewind. I'm the leprechaun.
Party till you die is coming soon. If you keep on with that shit. Did you get it? That means I'm going to murder you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the assignment I'm throwing out at you? I'm murdering your fucking ass.
Can't believe you think I'm a leprechaun.
Feeding it in.